This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Megan and I thought it'd be fun to run through some of our personal social media icks.
We're going to do a couple different platforms. And if you are someone that, like, we might run through some things, and like some of you guys very well could do some of the things that we throw out and discuss.
I mean, you probably do. Like, this, some of the stuff is very popular.
Yeah. There's no right or wrong, but if you take offense to those kinds of things, then maybe this isn't the episode for you. I will encourage you to keep listening because I want all of our listeners to listen to the episode.
I mean, what do we always say? But to our core,
we are here. it's going to be fun to talk about. We'll talk about why we think, and like, it could be stupid reasons, but yeah. Like, there are icks. So it's our podcast. We get to talk about what we want to talk about.
But the idea for this came about because Meg and I always, like, amongst ourselves, we'll talk about like, oh, I hate when people like do this.
Yeah. And it just felt right to like vent that info to you guys.
Yeah, this is where we vent stuff.
Like, this is why we have a podcast. This is why every single person ever has a podcast.
Yeah,
because they want to complain. I saw a TikTok of like two girls.
Monetize your complaining?
No. Oh. But I like that. It was just two girls setting up like to record their weekly podcast episode, and they're like, us setting up to record a podcast that no one listens to, but like we just do for fun.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I know podcasts are like such a saturated space, but I really feel like if you want to do it, like,
why not?
If you're there's already something chatting about with your friends for an hour,
there is something about just like sitting down and yeah, like having that time, a moment to just most of the time rant. Yeah.
And it makes me laugh because like Match Made in Manhattan, for example, like theirs focuses mostly on like relationships and stuff, but like they'll be like, save it for the pod, like do not talk about this right now, we're saving it for the pod.
Yeah.
If you have ever wanted to start a podcast, like, there's a little bit of a barrier to entry, but like it really is a fun time. Like, you can sit around, like we were just recording in Sierra's closet. Obviously we've added a video component, but like it really is pretty chill if you want it to be. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I'm encouraging all of you guys to go make a podcast,
We like to start off typically with our weekly spotlight. So my weekly spotlight is the fact that I ran a mile today at the gym.
What?
Yeah. Because remember I told
you.
My goal was I want to run 1 mile, at least without 1 mile a month. Yes.
How? What was the speed at?
I set it like for 10 minutes. Like to do 6 miles per hour for 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I did it all the way through. No rest breaks.
And that was harder, easier, or like as hard as you were expecting?
I got to like a certain level of difficulty that like it did not get, you know, harder than that. I was just like, I have to like stay at this level for, you know, the entire time.
You did 10 minutes.
For just like for reference for you guys, the last time I ran a mile straight through, I genuinely couldn't tell you.
Granted, like, I haven't also, like, I don't know the last time I ran a mile straight. Like, I just don't do that. Like, the last time I did that was probably when I was forced to do the mile in high school or middle school, whatever it was. I don't think we even did it in high school. I think it was middle school. And the fastest time I remember recording, this was like, I definitely was run walking this, but it was 9 minutes and 34 seconds. That's the fastest on record I've ever done a mile. And I don't necessarily have any goals to improve that, but it would probably be beneficial for me.
My goal, I don't think I'm going to become a runner, but my goal was just to like challenge myself.
Yeah.
Like this year for fitness, I feel like I've been in like the same routine fitness wise for like a couple years at this point, which is fine. I don't have any major goals or like body changes that I want to make. Like, I'm overall very happy just like with how I look, and like I don't have any issues in that sense. So I'm like, what can I do to switch things up a little bit? So we've talked about progressive overload. I've been trying to implement that a little bit.
I bumped up my squat this past week. I only did 5 reps, but I bumped it up to, what was it?
115.
So.
But then like on top of that, I'm like, you know, I want to like try, again, I don't think I'm going to become a runner, but I want to try incorporating more like endurance stuff. Running is the easiest one. And like running a mile is like an actual challenge for me, at least, you know, right now. And so my goal is to run at least 1 mile a month, maybe see if I can get my time better. I mean, I think like, it's like, this is the difficulty with like treadmill versus, you know, when it gets nice out, I might like try and run outside. Like I set it for 6 miles per hour and I'm like, I'm just gonna leave it there. Cause I figured I could do a 10-minute mile. So now I'm like, okay, next time do I bump it up a little bit? But then, like when I run outside, will it be easier or harder to like make myself run faster? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was pleased with myself.
This is going to bleed into talking about books, but like I am in my romanticy.
I know. I wanted to have like a
holy cow.
Sit down. We need to talk about books.
This is going to be a moment, a little bit extended book segment.
I am having so much fun reading right now.
Here's the thing. It's funny because when I first was like, because when I started reading in like 2021, I wouldn't say I was on book talk or like booktube. I feel like that really didn't happen until like more so end of 2022 and like probably all of 2023. But it's like, okay, we all know the classic booktube people. Sarah, Haley Pham, Destiny, Rachel Catherine. I feel like I'm forgetting someone. Anyways, all of like the core people. And like when I first started, like I was in like my romance era. I still like realistically, I probably still
am. Always can't in say romance
I
era.
Did that. But like they were all also in their romance book era. And I really felt like I could relate to all the things they were reading. And then like slowly they've all become, I feel like, more and more fantasy / romanticy focused. And I hadn't made that jump. So I just was like, you guys, like you're leaving me.
Ah.
You're leaving me behind. I feel left out. But I didn't feel ready to like make the jump into that. Like I just kind of like, I just didn't see fantasy being for me. And, but like now I'm like, I feel like I'm just like in, because I've talked about like, I started reading ACOTAR. Obviously I talked about it on the podcast and I definitely knew I enjoyed it, but I just was like, I don't know if I'm like making the jump yet. But the more,
now that I, because I'm reading ACOTAR right now,
the more that I got in, book. The more that like I have Sierra now to kind of like delve into like the universe with me and like see her reaction to it, the more I'm seeing like I'm getting involved in like ACOTAR like TikTok and different memes, and then like it's bleeding over to now like other fantasy recommendations. Like I'm in. I'm currently reading Powerless on my Kindle, which I've heard nothing but great things, and I'm really enjoying it right now. I have like 2 hours left in the book, so it'd be a stretch to say I could finish it tonight, but like maybe. And then I'm listening to A Court of Silver Flames on Spotify because I have it included. And the reason I decided to do a little bit of both is because I have heard a lot of people, because it's so long and it's not as focused on like the main characters, a lot of people kind of like get in slumps while they're in the middle of reading it, and I don't want that to happen. And I've had a lot of time like between working out and like my driving that like I'm utilizing it on like double speed, because you only get like 15 hours of listening time. It's like 26 hours of audio.
Dang.
But audiobooks are so slow anyways that like I feel like double speed honestly is normal. So I am like, I'm planning on finishing Powerless and then like trying to like finish reading. I also have the book on my Kindle too, so like I can read it on there, because like it's a thick book. It's not gonna be the most comfortable to read the physical book
for your wrist while you're doing
but I'm just so invested. Sierra was saying like it's so fun to be like invested in like a world of characters again, because like your one-off or duology like rom-com books, like they don't have that.
Well, here's what I'm also interested to see, because like ACOTAR for me, like you read it over the course of like a couple months. I'm like 3 books in since January 1st, and I'm on book 3, so it's only been like 2 weeks for me. And I'm just like, how could you not like just jump from book to book? Like I'm just having so much fun reading it. I am going to probably take a little bit of a break after I finish the third book, because that is like I think a good stopping point for now. But like I am so like at this point, I'm like, I'm for sure going to like read Throne of Glass like relatively soon.
I feel like it just took me longer to like really, I think I was like almost like for whatever reason like dragging my heels a little bit, and I don't have a good reason why. I feel like it just took me time to get used to, like, there's not going to be as much romance as the romance books. And, like, I think my appreciation for the fantasy component has grown. And that's why I think I'm starting to enjoy it so much more. And that's why I'm, like, now, like, I swear, if a switch has been flipped in me.
I know. That's how I feel, too. Which is weird, because this is where I'll be curious to see if it, like,
I was just adding a bunch of other book recommendations I was seeing on, like, fantasy, TikTok, whatever.
Like, I'll be curious to see if this bleeds into other fantasy stuff. I do think I feel like it has to be romance, at least right now. Because mm-hmm. I've read other fantasy stuff, and this hasn't happened. Like, Fourth Wing, I will probably read Iron Flame at some point. But, I mean, as far as, like, the Fourth Wing versus ACOTAR stuff, I'm read for ACOTAR sure ACOTAR stuff right now.
Like, I held off on so long. It's so funny, because, like, I had no idea. Like, I knew of characters' names, because, like, it's almost hard to avoid it at all if you're on Book Talk. And I had, like, general premises of, like, I had general, like,
ideas.
General ideas of, like, this happens, or not even what happens, but, like, the characters and who they're with and stuff like that. But other than that, I was like, I have no idea what to expect. So going into the first book and reading it, I felt like I was kind of like, this is what everyone's talking about. Like, I was just kind of, like, entering the world, and I was like, this is the world that everyone is talking about and obsessed mm-hmm. with. That being said, I feel like if you guys have been holding off and you've been in your romance reading era and that's what you're used to, and you just, like, haven't wanted to go into the fantasy world, I would say just give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
ACOTAR is not that long of a book. It's more of, like, your normal length book compared to, like, the second two, which are a little bit longer. But I'd recommend. And I feel like you're going to love the characters.
Yeah. And I just feel like, I mean, I was getting back on my reading grind at the end of last year. Like, I feel like last year was, like, heavy reading, slow down a bit, got a dog, slow down a lot, and then I picked back up at the end of the year. And now I feel like starting this year, I'm starting off strong, and I'm having, like I said, the most fun reading right now.
I also feel like I'm trying my best to, and having a Kindle helps a lot, but I'm trying to avoid just, like, scrolling on my phone if possible, if I'm not really doing anything. And then, like, trying to, and I know people have, like, said this before, but, like, replacing their screen time with reading. And so, like, the Kindle makes that really easy, or, like, I have the Kindle app on my phone. So, like, that still counts as my screen time, but whatever it may be. Or even, like, I mean, I've been coming home during my lunch breaks, and sometimes, like, I'm not here very long during lunch, but if I'm, like, letting Vegas out, like, sometimes I'll just keep playing my audiobook while it was playing in the car. I'll just keep listening to it here. And I just feel like, and this is how people get, like, their 300 books in for the year. It's because they include audiobooks. It's not what I prefer compared to reading, but I just feel like, what else am I listening to? Or, like, you know what I mean?
Or, like, this sounds so stupid, but, like, right now I'm just, like, this is, like, at least, like, with ACOTAR and stuff right now, but I'm just, like, this is, like, my hobby, my pastime. And not, like, in the sense of reading, but I'm just, like, oh, like, I have to go to work, but then, like, my real life happens, like, after work. My real life when I enter my, like, fictional world.
We're going to crash and burn, and, like, we're going to be the people rereading the series, because, like, it's going to be sad to leave and be done with it.
Yeah.
Anyway. And every time, like, because all of, like, the book people we were watching, like, they'd be like, now I'm doing my ACOTAR reread, like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I'm also someone who, like, I really haven't started doing rereads for stuff until, like, kind of the last
half of the year. I feel like I'd skip the first book. Unless I would jump in.
I would, at, like, a I would maybe go and read, like, certain parts of it. I actually have done that, but, like, I've already gone back and, like, for, like, small sections, just to, like, after you read the second book, you're kind of like, I need to revisit a few things from this first book. But I could see myself, I don't know about the first one, but I could definitely see myself rereading some of them.
Anyway, all that to say, we're having so much fun reading right now. If you enjoy fantasy, or even, like, more specifically, romanticy, give us some book recs, please, and thank you.
Yeah, let me pull up some of the ones that I had added to my want to read, because I'm trying to go crazy while, like, if I'm on that stuff, like, I just go and add a bunch to my
I'm wondering, to read if you know what possible. We should do? Like, this weekend, honestly, or this week, I don't really care, like, I should go get some Throne of Glass stuff, like, maybe Assassin's Blade and Throne of Glass.
I mean, I'm kind of like, when I finish the two books I'm currently reading, I kind of feel like ready to keep going. I'm like, I have to double check. I was like, what else do I have to read?
I still do have books, like, that I need to read.
I've heard a lot of good things about Once Upon a Broken Heart, like, that trilogy. So I have added that to my list. I added The Serpent and The Wings of Night. That's, like, I think a trilogy, maybe. Daughter of the Moon Goddess. I know nothing about these books, you guys, but I've added them to my
You know what's funny? I feel like before we started reading fantasy, I was always just like, you're reading a book about what? And then I was just like, I was like instantly turned off. Like, I don't want to read a book about fairies.
I remember being kind of turned off even as I was reading the beginning of ACOTAR. I was telling this to you guys, like, we did a reading vlog where I read ACOTAR, didn't we? Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, because I was recording a bunch of clips of how freaking confused I was.
Oh, I don't remember that.
We posted it. So, it's so funny because I was so just like, I don't think I get it, you guys. I don't think I get the fantasy. Like, I don't know if it's for me. And now I've just switched. So, I texted Haley and Maggie. I was like, you guys should read ACOTAR, which I was like, this is going to be like, if they read it, it would almost be like the bane of my existence because I would want them to read it so much faster than they feasibly would. Because it takes them a little bit to get through books. And so I'd be like, what part are you at? Hurry up. They'd be like reading through the first book. It's once you're in the world too, it's like you see other people going through and like talking about like their friends or whoever's reaction to like as they're reading the first book. And
I think it'd be also more fun to watch Haley and Maggie read it because I don't think they know anything about it.
There's no way they know anything.
Whereas like you and I knew, like
we knew what to expect, but we were like, how do we get here? How do we get from here to here? And they would just be like, love this, probably. And then I'd be like, I'm not even gonna tell you guys what's gonna happen. They'd be like, why is this other guy? Who is he?
And you'd be like,
I don't know who that is. The High Lord of the Night. I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Any other book updates? Did you have any other books that you wanted to share?
Let me double check. I think that I was kind of like, I just went back and saw I have like Mrs. Nash's Ashes, The Friend. I can't forget about the books that I do still have.
I also need to like hype myself up. I am still excited to read those books, but like with the reading schedule I've had myself on for ACOTAR, I'm like, girl, you can finish those books in like 3 days.
Yeah. Ruthless Vows is the second book in the Divine Rivals series. That's also technically fantasy. Iron Flame I technically have as well. I even kind of like, I've had The Hobbit on my TBR for like a little bit. That's not romanticy, obviously, but like I hear really good things about it. It's got 3.8 million reviews on Goodreads and it's got a 4.29.
So can't argue with that.
It could be a fun, good and different book. And I don't even know. I feel like it's shorter, but I could be wrong.
It's shorter?
I have no idea. No idea. I was just guessing.
It's funny. I mean, I will let you read it first, but I feel like The Hobbit is something that I would read first and then like you would decide.
Typically, yes. But I know that Haley Pham has read it and she really enjoyed it and like had mentioned how like, I think she mentioned like just the characters being really likable. Okay. And I feel like when people start mentioning that in books, like I'm more drawn into it and I'm interested. So we'll see.
Classic fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were also just like last little ACOTAR segment. Sierra and I were talking when we were like getting Raising Cane's and we were like in the drive-thru. And there has been, I think, a couple different times where supposedly different shows or different streaming services have like picked up the rights to create a show specifically for ACOTAR. And I am kind of like, I really don't think I would like that. I think I've decided that like that would not be good because inevitably I just don't think for a lot of different things, especially like if you were to do like fan casts for like rom-com books, I feel like you can totally find people that like it works and like that would make a good, like for Emily Henry's movie or books that are going to be made into movies, I'll probably eat those up, I think. But I just am like, I've talked about the recent fan art before on the podcast, but I'm like, that's recent.
There's no actor
that is going to be him. That's where I stand on it. And some people are like, they need to make it so it's like animated in that art form, but I'm like, that would be weird too.
I've seen people like, say that they want it to be animated, and I'm like, I don't know about that.
I need to like show you this after. There's like, you know how there's AI where people can like animate like pictures mm-hmm. where it's moving? Someone did that with like all the fan art styles for like, and then like they made it so that they were talking. It kind of weirded me out.
Interesting.
And I either liked it or saved it to show you eventually. You were still in the middle of like reading stuff, so
I can't show you yet.
And it's like, I think it's just a random audio, but like they just had it where it seemed like it would fit the characters well, so it's like mm-hmm. not even from the book, but it weirded me out to see the fan art moving and talking. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is interesting. I can't tell if I would enjoy this as a series or if we should just leave
Speaking of books being made into movies, Emily Henry, like, I swear all of her books at this point are slated to become
have
movies.
Like, the arcs for Funny Story? I swear no. Sarah Caroli was
I
reading
want an
it.
Arc. I know. How does someone get me on an ARC list? I'll just DM Emily Henry
and say. I know someone. I've seen a couple people with ARCs. So, and I've heard good things.
Of the book?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I love the premise of it. I'm so excited for it. I'm still waiting for paperback of Happy Place to come out.
April or March? April,
so. Right? I don't know. But anyway, as far as movies and stuff, I haven't heard like anything except for the announcement. And obviously, like, the writer's strike probably did not help mm-hmm. with all of that. But
they've resumed. I've seen that they resumed filming It Ends With Us.
Yeah. I probably will see that movie at some point.
I'm sure I will. But like, I have not a good feeling about it, you guys.
Yeah. I think it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good thing it's not like my favorite book ever.
Yeah. I'm so far like removed from it now that it's whatever. But I'm very excited for whenever
other like besides Only Henry. What else is being Project made into? Hail Mary. Oh, I cannot wait. Like that's probably like the most exciting adaptation we have coming.
Mm-hmm. And I think I don't know if
when
it's
when does Andy Weir release another book? Like where's he at?
I don't know.
He needs crafting to release something more.
Up. Any other updates, non-book related or otherwise? How's your new year starting off?
Not bad. Can't complain.
I need to drink more water. I always make it like my goal is like to drink more water and then I just don't. Have not gotten the water bottle I said I was going to get.
Could start there. That'd be an easy purchase. I bought some linen pants. I'm kind of trying to craft a capsule wardrobe. We can do a little segment on that. Mostly I'm trying my best to, I don't really feel like I buy into trends a lot because like I tend to be like mostly like I don't want to buy anything. But I certainly like don't have an issue with like I will certainly spend money and buy clothes and all of that, and I try to be reasonable and say like okay, realistically I know what I wear 90% of the time, so like I feel like more often than not I justify buying like activewear or sweatshirts because like I'm wearing those all the time, but that also leads to kind of like me having like the bane of my existence is when I'm going to try and wear a normal or nicer outfit and then like I don't like anything that I have, and then you kind of are like you stay in that circle of like I don't have anything I like but I don't want to justify buying something that I am not going to wear as often, so that you don't, and then you end up back in that same situation being like I had nothing to wear. So like if I were to just find some good staple basic pieces, you know, I'm trying to work on that a little bit. And so I bought some linen pants because I feel like I was looking for some last summer and then like never really actually like gave it a go. And so I'm kind of like, I almost am like, should I get like some jean overalls, some denim overalls? Maybe that could be fun.
Like long like, pant overalls or short overalls?
Short overalls, like going into summer. I'm already towards like, I can't focus on winter and spring right now because like by the time I decide on these pieces, we're going to have moved on and like they'll probably be not. I'm trying to buy capsule wardrobe pieces, but like who knows, they'll be out next season. So I can share my list of things that I feel like are going to be on my capsule wardrobe.
I tried I think I talked to you guys about like wanting to do more stuff with my hair. I wore it in like a half puff down over the weekend and Maggie complimented me on it, so I was like, here you go, thank you. We were in the car, we went to Haley's house over the weekend. It was me, Megan, Haley, Maggie, my mom, and my grandma, and we were driving. I was like, I had like put, but when I say effort into my appearance, like it was like I put my hair up in a half puff down and I had like a sweater and like a nice scarf that I got for Christmas. Otherwise it was like very casual like flare leggings and Uggs for my bottom half. But I was like, do you think anyone's going to compliment me on my outfit or my hair? And Maggie goes, yes. And Maggie did compliment my hair. So
I have a white tee, which I think I'm probably just gonna get one from Abercrombie, but like I don't have like a plain white tee, and I've heard that like the fashion girlies say you're supposed to like layer them to make things look more intentional. Lifestyle sneakers, because I have my Reeboks, but I want more of like a skinnier silhouette as another option. An active romper, because I think I have decided that like I would like most likely wear ones? This. Yes, they'd be the short ones, and like most likely I would like layer.
I literally don't know what other type of active wear romper there is. There's, so like I don't know why I asked that.
Oh, I don't.
I said skin tight one, and then I was like, what other option is there?
There's like those onesies that Free People have, but that's not like an active.
Yeah.
Activewear one. And here's the thing. It's like, I don't know what it would look like on myself, but I see like these little clothing, like people put together little like clothing.
Remember Polyvore?
And I'm like, this is a cute outfit. I like this. And so I'm just assuming I would like it on me, but who knows? Black trousers, because I feel like I just feel like I need a pair of black trousers.
But I think I need like, trousers too.
I'm hesitant, but I also feel like they would remain
in you should get black season. And I'll get like tan, yeah, or like beige or whatever.
And then I have overalls question mark. And then I feel like midi skirt, but like a plain solid color. And like I wouldn't mind if it was like something like colorful and not neutral, but I gotta be careful a little bit too. Just because realistically I know I wear neutrals most often.
I was looking for a midi skirt last year, did not find one. I have a midi skirt technically, but like the slit goes so high, it's so risky to wear. I want to get like a couple mini skirts or mini skorts similar to what you have.
I know, those are cute too. And I have like two,
and they're comfortable.
Like, I feel like Abercrombie is just like they're all skorts basically, so like that's the place to go to get them.
I thought I was gonna say something else, but now I
thought you were too.
Meg and I both also ordered cakes.
Oh yeah,
which are if you're a girl on TikTok, I feel like you have to have seen this.
Cakes body.
But they are essentially like a replacement for like typical nipple covers for you to wear if you don't want to wear a bra. They're supposed to be like there's no adhesive. It's just like adheres to you based off of like your body heat.
Sweat. It's supposed to work even better.
It's supposed to like be more of a taper so that it's very seamless. And I've seen good videos and stuff. And I'm excited to wear it. Like they market it that you can wear it underneath not just like regular shirts, but like workout tops. If you don't want to like mess with like the inserts and stuff, then you can just put the cakes underneath the top, which would be nice. Cause I feel like half the time I like pull a shirt out to like go work out. And I'm like, what? Like it doesn't have any cups in there. Like I don't want to fix the cups. Mm-hmm. And so like, I don't want to wear this. So it limits my top options. And I've also seen you can wear it. Like I would maybe try this out, but like they say you can wear it underneath like swimsuits as well.
Mm. I feel like I don't have like, there's a couple swimsuits that I could see it being useful for, but usually I try to just like buy pads in my swimsuit tops now because I'm like realistically I just know that's what I prefer. Anyways, that's also an swimsuit brand of the year. I've decided, I came to this conclusion end of last year, Dippin' Daisies.
I have a referral code for you guys.
Like I was so confused in terms of like where are we buying swimsuits, where are the cute ones with cute designs
sustainable
that are not like literally breaking the bank. It's Dippin' Daisies, so there you go. I just solved all your problems. And they have sales.
I feel like I already told you guys that I have a Dippin' Daisies code now, but I think it's Sierra15 if you guys are wanting to buy anything.
They still haven't gotten back to me. Apparently, they don't want me to be an ambassador.
I'm an ambassador for them, and Megan is not, so.
I applied. What the heck?
But yeah, I'm so, like, I just have great swimsuits right now.
I'm looking forward to our vacay.
Me too.
It'll be cute, fun.
Get the G7X.
Get the G7X. Okay. I sorted mine into like TikTok and Instagram specific ones just because I felt like those were the ones.
Mm-hmm. I think I
don't really have like icks unless I think of them on the fly for other apps.
I have at least Facebook too. Okay, let's start with Instagram. This is like the first one that I said that like I was like, Megan, we're doing this podcast episode. Adding music to your Instagram post, like your photo.
Why is this a feature?
Because who goes on Instagram with their sound turned on? And then, like, I'm not going to just, like, listen to the ambiance, like, while I stare at your post.
It's an odd feature. I can't really think of, like, a time where it actually enhances your post.
No.
Like, obviously for videos and reels, audio makes sense. But it's just a static post.
Like a slideshow. Like, I just, like, I understand you're trying to, like, curate a vibe. But the sound is off.
I wouldn't do this still because I'm, like, I just don't really I don't really see the purpose. But, like, if you did like I'm gonna justify it, but like I even am like, this is not good enough reason. But like, let's say you get like married and it's a picture of like you're posting your wedding day. Maybe you pick your first dance song or something. And like that, it kind of makes sense, but also like you don't need to do that. Can you do it for a slideshow too? It's probably just like one.
I think you can do it for a slideshow, like a dump. I think it just shows and like will play as you're scrolling. Which honestly, if you're going to do it, it makes more sense because then you at least spend time on the post.
You're like, let me actually like enjoy the ambiance as I'm scrolling through this.
But don't do it.
Do not do it. Okay. My first one for Instagram. Guys following local girls they have never met and they don't follow them back. Here's my issue. First of all, like, you're not anyone's fan. You shouldn't be anyone's fan. And when you follow, it's different when you follow like a celebrity almost. Like, I think that's even like, that makes more sense to me. Follow a celebrity, follow freaking models. Everyone, you know, do the, if you're in a relationship, figure out what the other partner is okay with. Okay. But I am less weirded out by guys following like Instagram models or just like famous female celebrities versus like if they follow someone that they know,
like, oh, like the high school two over from me, she doesn't follow me, but I like have heard of her. I'm like, ew.
I'm like, why are you and it's like, if the, it's kind of different if like you follow them and then like maybe they follow you back.
You know, I have never this,
like,
done
mutual, like,
you and I have never done the thing, and like I feel like this is very common where people like follow someone they've like barely heard of but like is like local to them, you know what I mean, and like maybe they'll follow them back. I have never once been like, I've heard of you, let me follow you.
Yeah,
I mean, my following is like very slim pickings. I think I follow like,
I feel like if they follow
people.
You back, at least then it's like you're not their fan. They're kind of like, even if you don't know each other, like, okay, they followed you back. Now, for whatever reason, you're going to have this mutual, like, I don't know you, no, you don't know me, but okay.
We each have we'll an extra follow each other now.
Whatever. I will let it slide. But it just, if they don't follow you back, like, it's just a very one-sided thing that feels off to me. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, I don't know the ulterior motive for, like, why guys do that. I don't know if they're trying to see if, like, the girl's interested at all. Or if it's, like, a precursor to, like, slide in the DMs.
Or if you just want some, like, eye candy.
Or if you just, like, whatever it may be. You know, whatever. But it's, like, the local part is, like, they, it kind of, like, it seems like, oh, now this is, like, attainable. Because, like, they're near me. And it just,
it
I just don't
it
like it. Don't like it.
Okay. My next Instagram ick is the story posts where people say, like, post a photo of blank.
No, specifically... Bad luck for a year. Why are we bringing chainmail back?
Right?
Why am I going through just trying to get through my stories and it's all of a sudden like bad luck for a year if you don't post your summer montage?
Like, honestly, please, if you want to post a summer montage, do not do that. Like, look at the stories and see that and say, oh, I'm gonna post my summer photos. Don't click on that and post your montage on your story and be like, I miss summer. I will not be annoyed. The second you do it with the little photo, post a photo of thing, I'm annoyed.
I
never once have done this, and I never will do
it.
It
just
you guys
gives,
can call me out
like,
if I do.
On Facebook when it was like, I'm participating in, like, the 10-day senior challenge. I think it's always like, I'm participating like, in a 10-day senior challenge where I'm posting a picture
honor,
of my kid.
Do you remember? It was for COVID. People were like, in honor
yes,
of my kid's
in honor
year
of my
being
kid's
canceled,
year,
here's
I'm
pictures
post-
from my senior year.
Was that what they were doing?
Yes.
There's different things. But, like... I just don't like the energy it gives off. I know social media is just like, there can be these fun little challenges that people post and it's not the big of a deal. But I just think like, if everyone else is doing it, you don't need to do it. You know?
Okay. What's your next one? Do you have another one for Instagram? I think I have at least one more.
I really don't enjoy, when people, I'm picky with bios. And mostly I don't like when people put, like, wife to, mom to, or they tag their, like, boyfriend or girlfriend's at
dog
in
mom.
Their bio. It's just not something I like.
You know what's funny? People probably say, like, will you put your job in your bio? And they're like, I'm a mother. That's way more important than, like,
that's
your job.
Fair enough. But, like,
it still
I
gives
feel
me
like,
the ick.
I feel like the thing is, like, just about every person on the planet at some point is probably going to be a parent. So it's, like, not that unique of a trait. Like, parenthood in general, obviously something only parents can relate to, but like a lot of people are parents and relate to that. A job is at least like, is it more a larger part of my life than like eventually when I'm a mom? No, I'm sure it's not. But like it gives some insight into what I chose to pursue for education, what my kind of like specialty or area of expertise is. You can't be like, my area of expertise is being a parent.
Oh, some people would argue otherwise.
An expert has to be only so few and far between, and there's too many parents around to be able to say you're an expert at being a parent. So I just feel like that's why I kind of feel like there's a difference there. You can disagree with me.
I have another ick that I
didn't
write down.
Your podcast, but
changing your font for like your name, bio.
Yes, I hate that.
Captions. Just the fact that you had to go through so much extra work to get an uglier font is just beyond words to me. So
what else do people
oh my god you bios? Know what else I hate when people's bios are centered
Ew, I hate that.
Do you remember Instagram used to be picture, profile picture in the center?
It was in the center. It was to the right.
I'm thinking of Twitter, maybe. Twitter used to be centered. Everything was centered.
No, but I don't know why they think it looks better when it's centered, when the profile photo and your name is already left aligned. So why would you... It just is so ugly when people, like, try and center it. So I hate that.
What and else then, about bios? Like, I know there has to be more.
Oh, I hate when people have their threads in their bio. Is anyone using threads anymore?
No.
So I swear get it out of there.
I never saw it going anywhere. I just want to say that. I was like, this is not catching on. I don't like when people, like, don't have their name in their name spot. Like, they just have their, like, username. Obviously, they're at. And then, like, they either delete, so nothing's in the name.
Or they put it in their bio.
Or they put, like, emojis or, like, just put it in the name. Put it in the name spot. People search you, and that's where it needs to pop up. Otherwise, you can probably just do about anything you want in your bio.
Instagram Reels, this isn't, like, really an ick, but, like, I do not go through Instagram Reels. I think everyone just needs to suck it up and get TikTok. The last one I had written down was giveaway posts. And you know what's funny? Because didn't Haley send us a thing of, like, oh, it's the people that you, like, tag in the
Instagram. I was like, that.
Who said you could do that?
No, I sent that more so because Haley's the one that, like...
You're the one that sent it. I was like,
Haley does do that.
And you do this. I never okayed this. Stop tagging me in your giveaways.
You know what was interesting? Someone, this is like a side tangent, like not necessary for the podcast to know. I'm going to keep it so like it's vague.
but like, I even understand what you're saying.
There was like someone who, it was like a local photographer and they were doing a giveaway. And so like, it was like part of it was like, you have to tag friends and stuff in the post in order to like possibly get like a free session of like with them. So it was like tag friends down below. And like some of the people that like I saw other people tagging were like organizations, like rather than
their friends.
And I was like, that doesn't really like this organization or your own personal spam account.
You do realize
or whatever
that
else, like, is not helping
the photographer.
Yeah, like it's not,
because the photographer wants you to tag people so that your local friend, local girl, will see it and be like, I want to enter.
Yeah. So it just made me laugh. I can show you specifics later.
Okay.
That's
all I had for Instagram specific ics.
I might have had one more. One moment. Okay. I hate this one. Reposting a friend's post that has nothing to do with you.
Oh my God. I hate when people do that. Slay queen.
Like, what do they pay you to do that? Why are you giving them free
promotion? I cannot tell you.
What are you doing?
The only time it's maybe kind of acceptable is if they posted.
If you're in it.
Yeah, you said if it has nothing to do with you.
If you're not in any way, shape, or form involved in the post.
Like it's your
if
friend.
You're in that picture. What
are your you friend doing? Is vacationing in Hawaii and you're like, slay. Bestie looks so good. I
you
do not care.
That. You could comment that on their post. What are you doing posting it on your story? People pay for story posts. Did your friend pay you to post that?
You better make them. Commission. Like, for every click this gets, you owe me 5 cents. And for every follower, $1.
I do not like my friends enough to be doing that. My story is a sacred place.
That was a good
nothing
one.
Ever gets posted on my story, but...
I need to get back. I was holding off on my... I know you guys are dying for my book reviews. You're saying,
I just
where
feel
are
like
they?
Stories, like, people don't care about when you repost stuff or just, like, people... Stories are only interesting when it's like new and unique content related to like your day-to-day, most likely. Mm-hmm. I understand the occasional links for like, especially like creators, if they're linking a video or linking a product, like whatever, but like should just repost old pictures from summer or whatever else, like resharing someone's a friend's post. Like it's just not interesting. People don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Share something else.
I agree.
Or nothing at all.
I will get back to my book reviews. I know you guys missed those.
Those are all I had for Instagram.
Okay. I have a couple for Facebook.
Okay, by
a couple, I think I literally mean. Like, I had two. So, one that I hate when people share a post and then tag someone. Mom, no offense. You do this. Let me present to you a new idea. Don't share and tag us in your thing.
just see the post and then comment and tag us.
Sometimes though, I don't know her purpose for doing this, or like if there is a purpose besides us just seeing it, but like if the goal was to like also bring it to other people's attention, but more specifically us, then she's doing it right.
Yeah, but I feel like she just wants us to see it.
Well then, yeah, just you can comment her names in the caption and we'll see it. I feel like you were, when you started saying that, I was going to say something else, but I don't know if I'm going to remember. So,
okay, this is the second one. Probably a hot take. Life updates.
I like life updates.
I get every such once in a while, an ick when people post life updates.
I feel like they can be done well and they can be done poorly. I feel like if you're not trying to be like super quirky, relatable,
whatever. I get the sense. I mean,
you can be like,
a lot of people like are it, very like braggy. They're like, hey guys, like happy new year. Thought it'd be a good time to post a life update. I recently just graduated summa cum laude from this university.
Yeah. It can come off.
And now like it's just giving like here's achievement after achievement after achievement. And like I'm all for like hyping yourself up, but there comes a point where it's like,
let others hype you up.
We get it. Move in silence, you know?
Move in silence. I don't mind them. I like if someone does something like that, I might be a little bit more cringe, or I might think their post is more cringe. But I sometimes like to know what people are doing. Like I like to be in the know of like, oh, this is what they have going on.
I like sometimes to know what's going on. I post my entire life online. I don't need to post a life update on Facebook.
Well, exactly. Not everyone does that. So how else are they supposed to share the info?
I don't care. Reach out. If I don't have your post phone number.
Here, you know what?
If I don't have your phone number, I don't need to know what's going on.
Post a link to your vlog. Everyone make a vlog about their life update. Mm-hmm. Upload that. Here's a day in my life. If you guys want to see what I'm up to.
Here's what we need. 2024 is the year of like the non-influencer, like content creator. Just, hey guys, got bored. Thought I'd do a day in my life. And just like post the unlisted link on your Facebook.
Okay. I'll jump in with my first TikTok ick. I have three. Okay. This was, I know we talked about TikTok shop a little bit last time, but I cannot stand so many TikToks now are just people posting nothing really.
No, it's like nothing. Scenic background of a mountain. Scenic
background or just like that stupid American flag sweater, and all they're doing is recording and backing up away from the camera to show their outfit with their American flag sweater.
No, what killed me.
Oh my God.
This is when TikTok shop was new. And people would be posting, like, I didn't even know, like, where the link was in the video. And people would be, like, and it'd be, like, a I'd mountain like, backdrop and be, like, get your girl this new sweater, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be, like, this is a video of a mountain. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't like it. We're, like, it's getting ridiculous at this point. TikTok shop is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
My first TikTok ick was using an unrelated filter when you're making a video. Like, using, like, bold glamour. While you're, like, recording, just, like, here's some, like, life hacks for you, like, blah, blah, like, unrelated to, like, why is your eye a different color? Why is your, like,
just be yourself.
Makeup done. Yes. It's a filter. It's just really off-putting, and
no one cares that much.
No offense, but it's giving, like, I lack self-confidence to just, or like, take a video of my
like
face.
A Snapchat filter. Like, it kind of gives that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Like, if you don't have the confidence to post a video, then just don't post. Like, I'm sorry. Just record your face. Like, I promise no one cares that much seriously what your face looks like.
My next one was, I don't see these a lot, but, like, any sort of, like, thirst trappy type of TikTok, like, is just not well received by me, you know? I don't know if it's well received by anyone.
Do you remember, not, like, necessarily remember, because there's been a lot of people have made TikToks like this, where it's, like, even if there is a thirst trap that, like, is quote-unquote well done, you like think someone's cute, no, then you're like, then you hold think on
too much about it, like that's the part that icks hold me on
is they like, had to set their phone up and make this video, and now I'm like,
ooh. Now I'm brought back down to earth and I am not interested anymore.
So
yeah,
my I think this was the last one I had, loops.
I people
hate a loop.
They think they're up here when they do a successful loop, and they're like
it's not hard to make here. A loop. It really is not hard.
And it usually doesn't even make sense. The wording they use.
And that's why.
That's all they have to say.
Right.
That's all they say. They are like, and that's why.
Like, hook at the start of the video, do their whole thing, blah, blah, blah. And that's why. It does nothing for the video. Like, maybe the first person who ever saw a loop ever was like, oh my god, we just restarted at the beginning. That's crazy. But like, now we know how it's done. We're used to it. It's not that impressive anymore. It's not necessary. It's not going to, I don't think it increases your engagement, because people are like, oh, okay, watched it.
Yeah.
Next.
Mm-hmm. My last one was, and this kind of like stems from YouTube originally probably, but like, I don't like when people, you can tell, are like putting on a fake persona or like overdoing their expressions or reactions. And this mostly applies, I feel like, to any sort of like family accounts or like couples accounts. There's a specific one I'm thinking of that I don't even remember the name of, that I was showing Sierra like within the last week. And it's just like, the one specifically I'm thinking of was like this husband, I'm guessing, was like always recording his wife just like doing whatever, because she was always just like reacting and like being very quirky and random. She was just, and so it started, the video would start with like him just being, and you, what were you saying, like, and then she would just be like doing whatever she was doing, and like, it's just like, this is not real life. There's no way you guys are talking to each other like this, otherwise I feel like I'm literally losing brain cells, and I'm sorry that I feel that way. I'm sorry if this is genuinely how you interact, but I don't believe it is. And I just feel like in the age of just the content we live in, I feel like the more normal you are and the less overdone and over-dramatized you are, like, you're not going to be as relatable. But I feel like it also is like they appeal to...
When you say that, and then like, how many millions of followers do they have?
No, I know. I feel like I don't know a good way to word this. They reach like the level, like the audience is the people who like haven't discovered that yet. You know what I mean? They haven't like realized, oh, this like isn't real. And there's nothing I can do to help those people out. But like,
one video at a time, comment being like, you guys know this is fake.
You guys know this is fake, right? Like, they're not really like this. And you're just feeding into them. You're making them rich. It's not fair.
Make me rich.
So that was my last one.
I've shared all of mine as well. Do you have any like Twitter/X?
See, I was kind of thinking of that when I was making my list, and I was like, I don't like, what do I have to like, I don't follow like any person, no one I know really tweets, so I don't have anything to like compare it to, and I don't really,
Mr. Beast Twitter gives me the ick.
Fair enough.
And that's all I have to say on that. Pinterest, I get the ick when I click on something and I think it's an ad, or I think it's a pin and it's an ad.
You get the ick from that?
No! Yeah. I'm kind of grasping for straws. I think that's all the icks I have to share. Snapchat in general just gives me the ick, so we're not even going to go into that.
Just the whole app. I matched with someone on a dating app a couple days ago. The first thing they said to me was, add me on Snap, and I was like, no! I cannot. And honestly, like, that doesn't really happen. Like, if I do match with a guy, like, I think that's the first time, first or second, maybe, like, where someone's been, like, just straight up add me on Snap. Because it actually, like, usually doesn't happen. But I was like, oh, my God. I cannot do that.
You know, it weeds them out quickly.
Yeah.
Well, this was a fun one. Hopefully you guys had fun. Let us know your own, I said it weird, your own personal social media icks that we didn't touch on. Or if you, like, heard us talk about one and you're like, I do that.
If you need to just
defend yourself,
you could just keep it quiet on the down low. Yeah. We will talk to you guys when we talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.